And here is the writer's almanac for Wednesday, the 23rd of January, 2013. It's the birthday of the French writer Stendhal, born Marie-Henri Bayle in Grenoble in 1783. He used more than 100 pseudonyms, but he's most famous as Stendhal, and it was as Stendhal that he wrote the two novels that we know him for, Le Rouge et Le Noir, The Red and the Black, and La Chartreuse de Parme, The Charterhouse of Parma. It's the birthday of the Irish novelist J.G. Farrell, James Gordon Farrell, born in Liverpool, 1935. Went off to Oxford, contracted polio, had to spend a long time in an iron lung so he could breathe, which was the basis of his second novel, The Lung, a comedy about a hero stricken by polio who has a craving for alcohol and women. J.G. Farrell, best known for a trilogy of novels about the waning of the British Empire. Troubles, published in 1970, The Siege of Krishnapur, 1973, and The Singapore Grip, 1978. He was 50,000 words into another historical novel when he drowned at the age of 44 fishing off the west coast of Ireland. It's the birthday of the poet John Logan, born Red Oak, Iowa, 1923, author of The Zigzag Walk and other collections, who wrote in his poem, Believe It, there is a strawberry that grew out of a carrot plant, a blade of grass that lanced through a thick rock, a cornstalk 19 feet 2 inches tall, grown by George Osborne of Siloam, Arkansas. There is something grotesque growing in me, I cannot tell. It's the birthday of the poet Derek Walcott, born on St. Lucia in the Caribbean, 1930, grew up reading Wordsworth, John Milton, Andrew Marvel, got a scholarship to study in Jamaica, then to study theater in the United States, then went back home and founded the Trinidad Theater Workshop. Taught at Boston University, became friends with Robert Lowell, and in 1990 published his epic poem, Omeros, a retelling of Homer's Odyssey, set on St. Lucia. Derek Walcott, who said, I come from a place that likes grandeur. It likes large gestures. It is not inhibited by flourish. It is a society of physical performance. It is a society of style. I grew up in a place in which, if you learned poetry, you shouted it out. Boys would scream it out and perform it and flourish it. If you wanted to approximate that thunder or that power of speech, it couldn't be done by a little modest voice in which you muttered something to someone else. I come out of that society of the huge gesture, and literature is like that. Here's a poem for today by W.H. Auden, Their Lonely Betters. As I listened from a beach chair in the shade to all the noises that my garden made, it seemed to me only proper that words should be withheld from vegetables and birds. A robin with no Christian name ran through the robin anthem, which was all it knew, and rustling flowers for some third party waited to say which pairs, if any, should get mated. Not one of them was capable of lying. There was not one which knew that it was dying, or could have, with a rhythm or a rhyme, assumed responsibility for time. Let them leave language to their lonely betters, who count some days and long for certain letters. We too make noises when we laugh or weep. Words are for those with promises to keep. Their Lonely Betters, W.H. Auden, from his collected poems, published by Modern Library, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.